For last week's homework assignment, I asked you to send me a recording of you playing the strangest musical instrument you have. This is Marco Ciavolino of Forest Hills, Maryland. The instrument? A double bell euphonium. Marco writes, I bought a double bell euphonium for myself a few years ago for Christmas. It was delivered to my neighbor's house, wrapped and disguised. It was placed under the tree. Of course, they figured out I bought it for myself. So I told my wife, Susan, it was my midlife crisis purchase, and it was either this or a Ferrari. She settled for the euphonium. This is Brett Dorr of Los Angeles, California. He's playing what he calls the Huffy Phonic Gyro Banshee 1000. Brett writes, the Gyro Banshee is a bicycle wheel with the spokes cut out and replaced by guitar strings. The wheel is mounted in a frame that allows it to be rotated by a motor. Mounted in the frame is an electric guitar pickup. The overall sound of the Huffy Phonic Gyro Banshee could be described as R2-D2, as heard from the deep end of a swimming pool. Now here's a find. Brian Lowe in Seattle, Washington writes, I own one of 10 theremin cellos in the world. Invented in the late 1920s by Leon Theremin, the theremin cello, also known as the fingerboard theremin, has basically been extinct for the last 70 years. There's no record of the number made. Only two originals are known to exist, and neither one of those have worked for decades. Brian writes, my theremin cello was recreated by Floyd Engels, a former toy maker at Fisher-Price. Now, Ranjit Bhatnagar in New York City has been hard at work on his homework. Back in February, he challenged himself to make a new homemade musical instrument every single day of the month. He sent us the sound of a few. The toadaphone is made from a lighting fixture and a plastic drinking straw. Then there's the Diet Cocarina. It's an ocarina, usually a kind of egg-shaped flute. This one's made from a soda can. And here's the Jasmine Kalimba. It's a thumb piano made from a tea canister and metal and bamboo skewers. After the month ended, Ranjit gathered a few friends and played a concert with all of his homemade instruments. This track is called Coconut and Foot. Thanks to everyone who sent in their strange instruments. Check NPR.org for a cool slideshow featuring a few others. Before we move on now, one last submission. This one presented by Matt Fichtenbaum in Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
This is a nyckelharpa, a Swedish instrument with a 900-year history. It has four strings that are played with a bow. A dozen sympathetic strings, and a key box on the neck. And it can sound like this.